Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Austin.
Hey, welcome. You are on the air right now. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for so much for joining for us.
Yeah.
This is Lisa Fox, area biologist for the Alaska Peninsula and surrounding areas. We're here to talk today about the 2016 salmon harvest, and it was a pretty interesting forecast and an interesting harvest, if I'm not mistaken. Lisa, we want you to kind of just tell us the numbers and what your interpretation and analysis of the numbers are. The synopsis was released over here the last couple months, and, you know, first, just to kind of get it going, would you mind sharing with us what the season looked like and then kind of giving us what the department's taking away from that?
Yeah, sure. So the season started out pretty well, June and July. Went all right. There was a little bit of a closure for some immatures in the early part of July in the Shumigan's section. There was also quite a bit of opportunity for fishing in the southeastern district mainland and, again, in the northwest Epipak section in July. So June and July seemed like they were doing really well, and then obviously in August the pink salmon did not show up, and so it was pretty much quiet from there on out. We had a couple of openings in September, and then basically the industry just had switched over to other species. So kind of ended first week of September.
So in regards to some of the species, now in comparison, I would ask you, like, compared to previous years, you know, maybe the 10-year average, how did it look for sockeye in the region and, you know, specific areas like the islands? And obviously, this is a big year for red salmon in the North Peninsula. How did it look overall in the 10-year average and compared to the forecast?
You know, we don't really do much of a forecast for the South Peninsula for sockeye. The escapement did really well in all the systems that we had escapement goals on. We met all of our sockeye goals. Norzinski had a really good escapement this last year. The harvest looked pretty good as far as 10-year averages and comparisons to previous years. That's kind of what we're working on right now as far as putting together our annual management report that will break down how this season was compared to previous seasons. But, you know, for sockeye, we seem to be doing really well. And then, yeah, we got into the pink and chum part of the season and it just kind of petered out, and that was pretty unexpected.
Were there any anomalies that stood out to you this year?
Well, I mean, the difference this year, at least in the management strategy, we had the Dolgoy Island area that closed in June, and it closed pretty early on once it hit that 191,000 sockeye salmon cap. And also along with that, the sockeye opening in the southeastern district mainland was pretty early this year compared to previous years, and that was kind of based on Chignik starting off fairly early. But yeah, the sockeye, I mean, that June and July, those were kind of the anomalies, was the Dolgoy Island area and then an early mainland opening. And then, yeah, the pink salmon was kind of a gulf-wide, they just didn't come in as forecasted. And I think we're all kind of trying to figure out why.
So in regards to the pink salmon, as you said, you're trying to figure out why. Does the department have any ideas that it's leaning towards? Anything that stands out in particular in terms of your theories or hypothesis for why the pink salmon didn't show up? Because it wasn't just our area. It was it was pretty much a statewide issue.
Yeah, it was. So the Gulf of Alaska, kind of the whole Gulf, seemed to have the same thing where the pinks didn't come back as strong as were expected. The Bering side did better, and the Kamchatka Peninsula did better for pink salmon returns. So it seemed like the Bering Sea did all right for pinks, but then the Gulf side was the part that really suffered. There's a couple theories kind of floating around as far as, you know, the warm water temperatures pushing fish in different places, different migration pathways, and different feeding areas. And then also there's some theories about how the 2015 season was such a huge pink year that could actually have a negative impact on the 2016 returns.
Okay.
What were the numbers for 2015 for pinks?
Let's see, 2015, I think it was like a run of 24 million or something like that. It was pretty big. It definitely broke the records for for harvest, and the escapement was really strong too. But it was, you know, there were limits on catch, and I think the market just got flooded with pinks last 2015 summer. It was definitely, I think, more than most people had seen on the South Peninsula.
So why would a huge year like that in the previous year affect a future year, not the parent year, but the alternating year?
So there's a lot of theories about why that might happen. The pink salmon from 2015 could have grazed down the food base so heavily that the young that were coming out that year wouldn't have enough food, and they might not grow very well. Pink salmon kind of eat everything that comes across their path. They have a really, really like large growth curve, and so just having that many fish out in the waters in the summer of 2015 could have actually reduced how much food was available for a full year afterwards.
So some of the pink salmon that were coming back were noticeably large. Has the department followed up on any of these queries? Has that been a trend that you guys did realize at the end of the season, that pink salmon that were harvested were significantly larger than average?
That did seem to be the case. And there, you know, we don't actually have a theory as to why that happens. I mean, the obvious kind of, if there's fewer fish out there eating than the fish that do survive that initial growth have more food available to them. It could just be that there were a bunch of juveniles that were culled out of the population early on, and then if they made it to sort of sub-adult, adult stage, then they were good to go and had lots of food available because all their buddies had kind of been, leveled off the top there. But, that seems to be a theory. I've heard that from a lot of fishermen too, is, you know, a few fish or big fish.
How do you come up with the numbers for the estimate that you give out before?
So the pink salmon forecast is mostly based on previous year's run size, and then the only environmental factor that gets kind of built into the forecast is temperature. And we use the temperature when the fish are in their freshwater stage, so from egg to fry, basically, before they leave and go out to the ocean. And warm temperatures are usually correlated with high survival. And that's kind of how the forecast for the 2016 pink run came out. And as everybody knows, the winters have been pretty warm. The winter that the 2016 fish were rearing in as juveniles, that temperature was kind of off the charts warm, and so it was expected that that warm weather would be really, really good for them and have them have really high growth when they're in the river, at least.
Do you expect the numbers of pinks to come back up in this next year?
We would hope that the escapement that came back in 2015 would have had, you know, a good winter. It's definitely, again, another warm winter. And then with so few pinks in the water in 2016, then hopefully coming back in 2017 we'll have another strong return. And maybe this will just be the way that it is in the future, is that there'll be strong odd-year returns and the even-year returns will be smaller.
Looking at the red salmon, so there was a lot of time on the Southeastern District mainland, not a whole lot of reds around the islands, and that kind of impacted gear types in particular ways. As you were looking at them, and the numbers for the South Peninsula, we saw that the North Peninsula had more red salmon. Was it a record year? Do you know where it stands on the charts? Because it was a significant year for red salmon on the North Peninsula.
Yeah, you know, the North Peninsula did have really good returns, and they seem to have a lot of fishing opportunity. As far as how it compares to previous years, I'd have to defer to Bob Murphy, who's the manager up there. And again, he's getting ready to put his reports together for the annual management report, and he's probably got a pretty good handle on how it compares. But yeah, there definitely was some good fishing on the north side.
Finally, it wouldn't be a interview about 2016 without mentioning the June pink salmon run. Where there was that massive dollop of pink salmon in June. I think it's something to the tune of like 2.1 million that came out there in the western part of the Alaska Peninsula, False Pass area. What did you guys make of that? Did anything come out in the wash as you guys analyzed the numbers later on?
You know, it's hard to say where those fish were going. You know, we flew a ton of aerial surveys, and we were trying to find the pinks and hoping they would come back all through August. And so, you know, those fish that were caught out west didn't seem to be the fish that were coming back to local streams. We never really had our escapement hit the south side. So the way it looks, I don't know where those fish were going, and unfortunately didn't have any sampling as far as genetics or anything to kind of track where those fish were going, but it didn't seem like those fish had come back to anything that we were surveying as far as, you know, anything in the South Peninsula or in the northwestern part of the North Peninsula.
So I wanted to ask you as well, can you give us a run over for how the escapement went for all the species in our region for the Alaska Peninsula?
Sure. Yeah, the sockeye escapement was really, really good. There's only a few places that actually have goals for sockeye in the South Pen, but the sockeye seemed to come in strong, and the timing was pretty much normal. It wasn't a late season like it was in 2015. We didn't really get good counts on coho. We kind of had to get out of the peninsula before they came in, but the harvest for coho was pretty low, so it didn't seem like there was a ton of them. And then, yeah, pink salmon, you know, we were looking for them, and they just weren't really showing up. A lot of the streams had a lot of empty spots in them. There was a pretty decent amount of fish that showed up in a couple of streams on Deer Island, which kind of always seems to have a few streams that produce well. But this year it was like one stream would be full of fish and one stream would be completely empty, so it was just really strange. And then chum salmon seemed to do all right. They were, you know, above the last 5-year average, and we saw a lot of fish out in front in bays, and we counted quite a few fish into the rivers, and we got a good escapement there, but I think there was probably even more fish than we were able to count before we had to leave the peninsula.
Very good. Well, anything that you'd like to give us in parting, Lisa, about the last season and this upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, I hope everybody had a good season last year, and that I know that we could have hoped for more opportunity in August, but hopefully next season those pinks will come back and we'll have another good sockeye run too. Last year was a little bit crazy on the department side. We had a lot of vacancies, and this upcoming summer we're going to have all of the positions filled, so hopefully we'll be able to get a little bit more done in 2017 than we were able to get done in 2016. But yeah, we're just hoping more fish come back next year, and then looking forward to getting back out there.
Awesome. Well, I know everyone's looking forward to the season starting up here already. It's almost here. People are already thinking about the nets, so, and webs being ordered. So we're excited. Can't wait. And Lisa, we'll talk to you again real soon about the forecast as soon as that gets released by the department. We'd love to get you back on the air to discuss that.
Okay. Yeah, I should be able to talk about that in January, hopefully, in the new year.
Awesome. Well, hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving and that you have a great Christmas and New Year. And we look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, and take care.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Yep, that was Lisa Fox. She's the area biologist for the Alaska Peninsula, talking about the 2016 salmon harvest. Overall, there was a good escapement for sockeye. Obviously, the pink salmon never really appeared, either for harvest or escapement, but we'll see what comes for 2017. We will post this on the web here in just a few moments, so please, if you missed anything or would like to listen to it again, please feel free to log in, www.apradio.org, and pull it down or listen. The bit rates are very low, so it does not use a lot of data. All right, we're going to go ahead and listen here to the community window and some word from our sponsors. Then we got Modern Pop coming your way. Chris Brown and Alyssa Carlson, maybe, here on KSDP.